What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, you hear all this stuff about these secret documents that Biden has. First of all, nothing's going to become of it. I mean, because he's not a part of the unaccountable class. There's no consequences for you when you're a lefty, you're a Democrat, you're a pedophile like Joe Biden is. I mean, it's just, I really wish the Republicans wouldn't eat. I mean, we all know that it's unfair. Trump, you know, you can compare what their reaction with Trump and their reaction with Biden. But it just really frustrates me more to know it, the obvious that, and it's been this way for a long time. I mean, to tell you the truth,
yeah,
if you're
yeah,
like
it has, but the whole point of bringing this story out is to educate the American people that there is, in fact, a double standard out there, that liberal Democrats can just get away with whatever they want. The optics on this are very, very bad, and they're going to try and put a positive spin on it. They're already doing it, saying, oh, you know, it's no big deal. I mean, we give Biden the benefit of the doubt because he's not the liar and the thief that Donald Trump was. So, you know, the American people are watching all of this going on and realizing, they're learning, they're getting an education into the true nature of the people who call themselves our government.
Well, I agree with you to a degree, but let's not beat it to death. I mean, because it takes our eyes off what's the big events that are going on, like the people dying all around us from the COVID vaccinations, or the war that's going on with Russia, the potential nuclear war, or our economy, which is about ready to explode because through inflation and all the money printing. So I understand, but you're talking to a guy that, you know, I mean, we don't, anybody that's really kind of a little bit off the mainstream media pages know what a double standard we have in this country as far as the rules. I mean, the rules get applied to me all the time. But if I was a gay, I'd probably get away. You know, it's like that congressman there. I was watching them up in New York today having the Nassau County Republican Party all want to throw this guy out. He's a Republican, and he won, but he claimed that he was Jewish, and he claimed that his family was like Holocaust victims. So they're all going crazy about the fraud, and these are other fellow Republicans. But I mean, and he lied on his resume. He said he was gay. I mean, so it's kind of an inversion of what we were just talking about. This guy wrapped himself in all these unaccountability jackets that you can put on, right?
Yes.
So he could get elected. And now that he's elected, they're having a fit. Even the Republicans want him thrown out. D'Amato was on saying that they should find something in his background so he can be put in prison. I mean, you know, but then you got Blumenthal, right? Blumenthal claimed he was a Vietnam combat veteran, you know, the senator from Connecticut. And then we had Pocahontas, right, claiming she was an American Indian. So it just shows that when you got the big D, right, you can get away with all these things. Nobody ever holds you to account for it.
Well,
but
see,
it is kind of fun.
Joe, you knew it, and I knew it, and the readers of my website and the listeners to RBN all know it. But now it's becoming obvious to ordinary Americans who previously were not paying attention, and they're watching all of this. And it's basically, you know, we're seeing polls that the American people no longer trust the government at any level. They don't trust the corporate legacy media. That's a good thing. To me, skepticism is a survival skill.
It's kind of like when you have a loser. It's not a loser now, but if you overplay it, it becomes a loser. It's kind of like Benghazi, you know. It just... they had it, and then it gets beaten to death, and it's like takes your eyes off the important events. To me,
well, Joe, we still don't know what is behind this story of Joe Biden and his documents. I mean, the New York Post just now put out a story that this Penn Biden Center is turning out to be a dark money nightmare. It was a sort of a patronage facility where, you know, Biden would get his friends in there, get them jobs and so forth. And so it's, you know, and we know it was funded in large part by Chinese money. We don't know where the bottom of this is. And we've got to, you know, find the bottom and put that out there. And then after that, yes, we'll let it go. But we're far from done with this story.
Well, I mean, the Republicans just took the House, okay? And we had a big victory with Gates and them squeezing out some things through McCarthy that he didn't want, like putting on different committees. I think, personally, that I want to see the Congress, like, focus like a laser beam on the intelligence community and the FBI with what they've done, with just coups against the American government, against Trump, and basically censoring people through the tech companies. I mean, there's some real big things that I want them to jump on instead of getting sidetracked on this issue. Now, this issue, I'm not saying this issue isn't important.
A sidetrack. This is not a sidetrack. I mean, if they had not gone after Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago, probably nobody would care. But in this particular case, you know, people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. Joe Biden and the Democrats were throwing rocks at Donald Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. And now we find out that Biden had classified documents he was not supposed to have from when he was vice president. And so, you know, it's coming home to roost. Everybody is saying, OK, let's have the FBI raid all of the Biden houses. And
yeah,
you know,
well, that's not going to happen. It's obvious. I mean, that's the frustrating part. That's what should happen, but it's not going to happen.
The public awareness is definitely growing. The public awareness is growing as to just how corrupt the entire structure of government has become. And, you know, I'm not in favor of violence or a civil war. But I really do think the American people are reaching the breaking point. They are fed up with this stuff. And, you know, our job is to keep them informed in a way that the legacy media is simply banned from doing by the dictatorship. And we're going to go on doing that. And people, some people like you, are going to say this is a nothing burger, and we're going to go on to something else. But we're going to stay with this story. We're going to stay with the stolen election story. We're going to stay with the vaccine story. And we're just going to give them all as much coverage as we can, you know, while people begin to wake up and realize just how badly managed this country has become.
Well, once again, I mean, the whole system is set up. It's really about the unaccountability on one side, yet the account. But this goes to several different layers. It's the same way when you deal with race. It's the same way when you deal with gender. There's one side that's held accountable, and there's another side that isn't. And it's become acceptable. It's a form of a mind form that
I disagree. From people I talk to, they don't find any of this acceptable. There are very angry people out there right now.
Well, they don't seem to be making much of a difference because it continues. It just keeps continuing and continuing.
Well,
let me
go back in history to the Romanian Revolution. If you had been a visitor to Romania, you know, about a month before it all came down, you would have looked around and said, everything seems to be okay. The people seem to be content. You know, there's a lot of TV cameras on the street corners watching everybody. And then all of a sudden, it just blew up. And Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. And I'm not advocating that sort of a thing here, but that's how quickly a change can happen. Look what's going on in Brazil right now. Look what's going on in Bangladesh. Okay?
Anyway, yeah, well, listen. We had our fake insurrection there on January 6th, and you know how that worked out for us. So,
well,
it
was a fake insurrection. In fact, you know, what's going on in Brazil right now, the sheer force of it underscores the fact that what happened on January 6th was intended to be a peaceful protest that got hijacked by undercover operatives to try and make it look like it was violent for political purposes. Anyway, Joe, the phone lines are loading on up, and I'm going to let you go. So, thank you for the call. Dan in Washington, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I called about the so-called fair tax idea, which, I mean, I've been hearing about this since Newt Gingrich in the 90s. You know, it's kind of like when they renamed the War Department, the Defense Department. You know, to most Americans consider the progressive income tax a fair deal for billionaires to pay a little more So if you get rid of that and go to a national sales tax, you know, which should probably be putting taxes on everybody about 20% sales tax, because you'd still have your state tax. It's unfair, and they know it's unfair, and they just call it fair, but it's not fair to, Bill Gates is not going to be paying more taxes, that's for sure, but the lady making
people like Bill Gates
and
George Soros are not going to be big fans of the fair tax plan. My opinion is we're all taxed way, way too much. I mean, in some of the European countries, they pay high taxes the way Americans do, but they get stuff for it. Free education, free health care, all kinds of government support services. Here in the United States, you have to take out loans to go to college. You have to pretty much have your own health insurance. We're still paying the high taxes, and that money is not being spent on the American people. It's being spent on Ukraine and Syria and, open borders and, putting illegal immigrants up in Manhattan hotels for $500 a day. And I think a lot of Americans are really kind of fed up with that. They're fed up of being little more than walking wallets for this unelected government that we currently live under.
I agree with everything you said there, except the part where you said Bill Gates doesn't like the fair tax. I think, since we know the entire Congress is bought off, as you saw with McCarthy being put in there, a tool for special interest, it's the millionaires and billionaires who want to tax lower income people and get rid of all their income tax. That's why they named it the fair tax, because they know people are dumb enough to fall for it.
I'll take a closer look at the plan. I'll take a closer look at the plan, and maybe I think a national sales tax might be the way to go. Consumption tax. But, the current system, I think probably most ordinary Americans would agree, is not helping the American people. In fact, it's treating the American people on the presumption that they're already guilty of something. It's a very punishing system, and I think people are justifiably upset. Now, this bill to end the IRS is not going to go anywhere because the Senate will not vote for it, and Joe Biden would never sign it. He'll veto that because he likes things exactly the way they are right now.
Well, kind of like Joe said, it's kind of a distraction. And I remember the same issue during the Ron Paul days and all that stuff, as a flat tax
Distraction. It's going to get the American people thinking about these issues. And that's right now the very best thing the independent media can do is convince Americans this is something you need to think about. Don't just go along with it. Really think about, is this making your life better? Okay?
My point real quick is we've already thought about it, and people see it's a scam to tax lower income and poor people more and get rid of the taxes on the rich people if you have a national sales tax. So we've already thought about it. The only thing that will come about it is Republicans losing more elections, which I agree, let's just get rid of the Republican Party. I mean, this is the kind of stuff.
I certainly do not agree with that. I mean, I don't want us to be a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union. Look how those people suffered. Anyway, Dan, I'm going to let you go here. because we've got a call here from Mike in Brazil. And Mike, thank you for calling back in. Do you have an update on what's going on down there?
Yeah, Mike, good day to you. I have a few talking points here, okay? Remember I was telling you yesterday that they set up a sort of concentration camp, like a makeshift concentration camp. And
there have been some videos that leaked out on social media.
Inside.
Yeah.
And what happened was, as a condition of release from that concentration camp, was to sign a statement that came down from the president himself, the thief who stole the election, signing this document, you admit being a terrorist. He says right there in plain Portuguese, I am a terrorist and I was being paid by Jair Bolsonaro to participate in these protests, and I'm guilty of a terrorist act. this was a condition so they can be released. And some of them were released. Some of them refused to sign that statement, because once you sign a statement like that, you're marked for life. You know that, right?
Yes, so absolutely.
What happened as a result, those who refused to sign the statement were sent to two maximum security prisons, two of the worst in the country. They don't have any running water. An update on the people who died in the concentration camp now goes to 20, okay? Died of lack of water, lack of food, lack of medical attention, and all of them were elderly people, okay? This is a violation, a brazen violation of the Geneva Convention. You don't even treat enemy combatants this way. Even those guys have more rights than these people had. So... Lula's water was not even valid, okay? According to the Brazilian Constitution, he could not have issued this kind of water lawfully, okay? And story that I have is that the Bolivian army sent three platoons armed to the teeth to Brazil at the request of Ignacio Lula da Silva. Okay, and nobody knows exactly where they are right now, but supposedly they were called in to suppress what they perceived to be a terrorist act initiated by Jair Bolsonaro. Okay, and now I received, Miller, I was telling you that one of my lady friends here who owns a gun store, at least she used to own a gun store, I don't know, now Lula probably revoked but all licenses for gun stores here. I don't know. I'm not up to date with this thing, but I'll find out eventually. I'm going to have to return the weapon to her, okay, when things calm down. I'll have to return it. She gave me the weapon. It's a fully automatic, okay, assault rifle. It's an FN. And I told her, I said, when things calm down, I will personally come and return the weapon to you, because it's illegal to possess such weapon unless you have a special permit, okay?
Yes.
So literally, I'm outside of the law. I'm an outlaw, okay, for possessing this kind of weapon. But I don't care, because everything else seems to be outside of the law. The presidential election is outside of the law and everything else. So I figured, I said, why not, you know? So, this lady, as I was saying, she sent me through WhatsApp. She sent me a message. It was a forwarded message trying to get at least 20 million people converge on Brasilia, which is the capital of Brazil.
Yes.
And it looks like it has a tremendous response, because there were hundreds of buses full of patriotic Brazilians heading towards Brasilia. And I think all hell is going to break loose, Mike, when you have so many people there and the cops cannot do anything. They started running away like scared rabbits. I told you that the military got into an armed conflict with the cops, the federal cops.
Yes, you did. You mentioned that yesterday.
The cops fired at the soldiers protecting the civilians, and the civilians ignored the orders from their superiors and opened fire on the cops. And there was a brief exchange of gunfire between the two parties. And finally, the cops were running away. They ran away because they were overwhelmed. There were more military personnel there than there were cops. So this ad says that you people have to stop paying taxes. And this went viral. I received at least 1,000 messages on WhatsApp saying that I will stop paying taxes, okay? We'll bring this government to its knees. Believe me, these guys don't play, you know, jokes. They mean what they say, and they say what they mean. And the reason this is happening is because the Brazilian society is homogenous, Mike. It's not like fragmented like ours, that you have Puerto Ricans,
yes,
you have Mexicans, you have, you know, they don't know any allegiance to the United States. They don't care about it. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And I tell you something, I'll be fair with you.
Okay, Mike.
I'm better treated here in Brazil than
I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm coming back to you after these commercials.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
The first Oath Keepers trial over January 6 is over. What happened? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I have been following the plight of disabled American veteran Kenneth Harrelson for several months now. Harrelson was arrested in March of 2021 for his part on January 6th. The VA cut off his benefits 3 months ago at the urging of the Biden Justice Department, a month before Harrelson even went to trial. After spending 630 days in a DC jail under COVID lockdowns the entire time, the verdict is in. Harrelson was convicted on 3 of the 6 charges against him, but acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge that the Justice Department cited to the VA as the reason for cutting his benefits. Angel Harrelson has not had her husband's income for 3 months. She has not seen her husband face to face since he was arrested over 630 days ago. Harrelson was denied bail and visitation. And now, the District of Columbia has filed a civil suit against Harrelson and others. Please help Angel Harrelson by donating at givesendgo.com/G22ZH. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafin, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil, and Mike, just pick up where you left off and fill us in on what's going on down there.
Okay, the situation is like this. Lula, he's actually in hiding. Nobody knows exactly where he is. He is in Brazil, all right, but nobody knows exactly where he is. And the person that appears to be him, it's his lookalike. And you can see
like we had with Hillary when she passed out at that meeting, and then all of a sudden an hour later, perfectly healthy.
I remember. Yeah, I saw that video. Yeah. You're right about that. But Lula, tell you something, if these people get their hands on him, he'll be lynched. I mean, public. He'll be lynched in public because everybody knows this was a coup effectuated by the communists. Actually, he's a communist. He's a Bolivarian communist. And the fact that we have Bolivian platoons in this country tells you that this is a communist movement, that communist coup that they orchestrated. And I'll give Lula maybe generously 1 year before he's going to be either arrested or kicked out of the country or worse, killed. There's no way he's going to govern this nation the way it is. There's no way. Because so many people are so disenchanted with the party of the workers, which is another name for the Communist Party. Not only that, but he's part of the São Paulo Forum, which everybody knows it's a forum of communist dictators. They all gather at that forum, and they plan their next move. And and I was going to mention something. You mentioned something about COVID, okay? I don't know if you're familiar with the name of Dr. Brzezinski, a Polish doctor. He has a PhD in biochemistry, and he's also a medical doctor. And he successfully treated people with brain tumors, malignant tumors. And he was so much harassed by the FDA. He was like, they tried to indict him like 6 times in front of a grand jury, and the grand jury refused to indict him. Finally, they found the grand jury. Probably they paid him a lot of money. They indicted him, but they couldn't find any crime they had committed. He had committed. So they had witnesses there, two kids, very young kids, who had brain tumors, and after his treatment with a protein, a special protein, it's a peptide, and the tumor went into remission, and today one of them is happily married. He has two kids, a beautiful wife, and he's working for the New York City Fire Department. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So they tried to bury this guy. You know, I mean, I was thinking, I was watching the video, and I said, I mean, it's on YouTube. Go and get it, because it might not be there very long. You know, YouTube has a history of moralizing stories such as this one. So, anyway, also, I have a subscription from the Global Research in Canada. And it's a very good source of information. And they said that Pfizer knew all along that people will die after taking the vaccine. They knew that, meaning that these people can be brought up on mass murder charges, because that's exactly what they have committed. It's mass murder. They knew the effects of the vaccine, and they didn't do anything to stop it. They should have pulled the vaccine off the shelves immediately. Remember that they had the case of where 40 people died because of a flu vaccine, and they pulled the vaccine off the shelves after 40 people died. Yeah, I'm sure you remember that, right? So, anyway, Mike, I mean, this is all I have to say. I'll keep you posted. If something tragic happens here, believe me, I'll give you a call.
And, all right, well, you know, I appreciate the news coming from a source on the ground, as it were. And I know my listeners, I got emails just saying, you know, that you're doing a great job. And we look forward to hearing more from you, okay?
Well, I thank them very much for that. It's a compliment. Okay, so Mike, I'll call you. I don't know when, but if something develops from today until tomorrow, believe it, I'll call you. I'll give you a call. Okay, take care
All
now,
right.
And have a good day. Okay.
All right. Take Same care. To you. Stay safe. Keep your head down, and you know, don't take any unnecessary chances. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Mike. And we're going to start with Al in Canada. And Al, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break, which is in about 30 seconds. So what's on your mind?
Mike, if you advocate for this consumption tax, you're going to put millions of lawyers out of work, you know.
Good.
So I actually wanted to talk to you about COVID. But I wouldn't mind touching on this consumption tax, because we have something like that up here, and people get a rebate. People, you know, there's cutoffs as to how much people earn. You know, they get a rebate on this tax. And there
okay,
it is.
Al, stay on the line. Got to put you on hold, and we'll be right back after these few.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Al in Canada, and Al, just kind of pick things up where you left off.
Well, I'd really like to talk to you about this consumption tax, but first I called about COVID, and the reason why I did was because someone almost exactly my age where I work had COVID over the holidays, and he was double vaxxed with Pfizer, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he had these test kits, right? So he knew, and he lost his sense of taste and smell. But anyway, and you know, like, this guy is a lot like me. He's not, you know, he's in good shape. We move around a lot. I mean, we're still working, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was 3 days in. He almost went to the hospital. He was literally bedridden for 6 days.
Boy, that's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. He had it really, really, really bad. And the last time I had it, I lost my sense of taste and smell. But basically, you know, all my gushy parts were putting out mucus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my nose was running a lot. I had to go, you know, clear my throat and all that sort of thing. But I didn't really feel that bad. I worked. So anyway, that aside, this cons- consumption tax. Now, if let's just say the IRS is abolished, well, who counts the consumption tax, Mike? Who's going to count the beans?
Well, there would be, you know, obviously a new facility to do that, much smaller, simpler, less expensive to operate.
The Treasury.
You've got, this obfuscated tax code, which justifies a huge budget for the IRS and, of course, a guaranteed income for all the tax preparation services and software. And every time somebody in Congress talks about simplifying the tax laws, you've got lobbyists from these tax preparation companies saying, no, you can't do that. You'll kill our business here. You know, it's not enough to just take the money away from the American people. You've got to make them pay us to, process that paperwork.
Well, that's I've been saying this for probably 30 years, ever since like this GST came out in Canada.
Yes.
Why don't we just ratchet that up, get rid of the income tax, get rid of Revenue Canada?
Yeah.
And, you know, if your income is a certain level, then you're going to get more back. I mean, you still have to report your income. When I say report, I mean, they already know, Mike. I mean, come on. You know, no one really has to file their income tax because these people already have all that information.
Yes.
From the companies that send them that information.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? It's so duplicitous. I mean, we're at the outer extremes of, I mean, the outer extremes of just how wasteful government is and can't be, and it protects itself. It insulates itself with layers of waste.
It's all about the money. I mean, we were talking about some of the stuff in the omnibus spending bill, including funding to teach mice how to binge drink. And, obviously it's a patronage situation.
Yeah, somebody I was going to say
Biden, and this
thing,
is how
right?
Biden pays them back.
Well, I'm sure all the governments have done that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just
it's
part
not
of how
just Biden.
Works.
Mike, I bet you any money that Biden doesn't even know what the hell you're saying about him, nor would he even care if he even knew.
Yeah, probably.
He is that.
Yeah.
He is that, and then some. And a lot of the people that support this guy, as well as Trudeau up here in Canada, are exactly like that. They are exactly like that. They are fiends. They're obviously getting something off the side. But, Mike, I mean, how many politicians buy their votes?
Well, they buy them with military contracts. Sometimes they buy them more directly. They go to the homeless places and they say, here's a pack of cigarettes if you'll fill out this ballot. The system really is corrupt. And, it's not working for the interests of the people. And, it's a giant money machine, and it is the curse of political power that it attracts the very kind of people who should not be allowed to have it.
Yep. But the answer was all of them. They
yes.
all buy votes. Every single politician buys votes. That's a mismanagement of the taxpayers' funds.
Yeah, it is.
And these are the people that create the inflation.
Yes.
And they do. Because no consumer, I mean, you get to the point where you're tapped out. But even the government, when it's tapped out, can still keep on printing.
Yeah.
And they do. We just witnessed it. That's all I have, Mike. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. It was good to hear Mike from Brazil. That's really great that he calls in and gets an update on what's going on over there. And I hope Sebastian from Sweden calls in, because I just saw in the news they're having a big thing with the gang problem in Sweden, and the Swedish right-wing government ain't going to tolerate no more nonsense over there. I believe they're going to shut their borders down in Sweden. Sebastian will call in and let us know what's going on in that situation. But here, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. And by the way, I have to agree to disagree with this guy, Dan. You know, I hear him call a lot of times other shows, and, he's always, ragging on the Republican Party. Dan, it's not the Republican Party, my friend. You need to look at the Democrat Party, Dan. They're the ones that should be disbarred and banned, not the Republicans. If anybody needs to be kicked out of this government and out of this country, it's the Democrats or Marxist Bolsheviks, Dan. So, you know, he's attacked the Republicans all the time, Trump and all that. I mean, come on. Trump was 100 times better than this beady-eyed Biden. Now, Mike, look at it. They found another batch of classified documents with Biden today. Did you see that?
Yeah, second location.
A second location. Where's the third one? In the White House?
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, I assume that we're going to find out. But, you know, after the pasting they gave Donald Trump regarding Mar-a-Lago, you know, what goes around comes around. And Biden and the Democrats, you know, they're trying to say it's in this case, it's no big deal. But nobody's buying that nonsense.
Well, Mark, you know, Mike, this guy Garland, you know, he's going after Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and he's going to try to prevent him from running for president. Why are they afraid of Trump so bad? Why do you think you're really afraid of him? I can tell you why.
Well, he's a nationalist. He wants to put America first. That's a direct conflict with the globalist agenda. And, you know, he's not part of the clique. He's not part of the club. He's a populist outsider. And he's seen a threat to the long-term agenda of a one-world government.
Yes, Mike, but, you know, I really believe the main reason is these Zionists. They know that one way they can take down this government is by illegal immigration. Let's not kid ourselves. That's what they're going to use to take down white northern European culture. That's what they've done in Florida. We're giving up beachheads. We gave up California. We gave up South Florida. We gave up New York. We're giving up beachheads. And it's like a pincer move in a military operation. Our military are a bunch of woke criminals, okay? This guy Millie and all these crooked white trash garbage that we have running our government. Your grandfather and your father and my grandfather and my father are rolling in their graves, Mike, what's going on in this country. And even our military's gone woke. We got a bunch of licky-kissy-touchy-feelies that are allowing... and like I say, Mike, I hate to bring this up, but hey, come on, all the time, all the commercials you see on TV, it's always an Afro-American man.
You keep mentioning that.
We all know that, Mike, but that's going to keep going on and on, Mike, because you got these guys like Rob Reiner, that meathead wimp punk. I tell you, that guy needs to be jab-slapped, that guy, Rob Reiner, because he's a dirty rat, a filthy liar. You know, that guy's always talking crap about, basically, they're singling out white males. That's all I can
say,
Mike.
Yes, they are.
Thing on out white males, and it's going to come to a halt, and it's going to come to a disaster if they don't stop it. And they really need to stop it because, you know, Mike, I'm looking at it like this. We already went through World War One, we won World War Two, okay? But now World War Three is a whole different ball game. It's the end game. It's the end of times. It will be the end of times, Mike. And we go into DEFCON 1 because of some stupid moron, and I believe it's going to be like a Zelensky or a schmuck who's trying to make a quick buck. And, you know, Mike, we never talk about the Rothschilds. They're not worth billions of dollars, my friends. They're worth trillions of dollars. I believe I saw they're worth $56 trillion. Is that correct, Mike?
Well, I would not be surprised. You know, I don't pay that much attention to them, you know. So, but, yeah, I mean, they're the inheritors of the private central bank scam that's been running for 300 years and has basically sucked up most of the real wealth and assets of the planet.
Absolutely. You know, Mike, if we don't stop, if we don't have an awakening, a real major awakening to what they really, their modus of operandi is, their modus of operandi is to destroy northern white European culture. No question about it. And that's the bottom line. And, you know, I did see McCarthy today. He said he told all these demon rats, no, you're not going to get no committee. You're not even going to be on some of these committees, which is about time. These Republicans got to start showing some way-woes and start acting like they're in the leadership, not in the not the tail on the donkey. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They need to start leading and start exposing these dirty Marxist Bolshevik communists for what they really are, Mike. They want to destroy the United States of America. Look at all these homosexual newscasters making millions of dollars: Rachel Maddow, Lemon, all of them. Like I told you, Mike, in the past. Who's paying all these homosexuals, queers? I call them queers, Mike. To make all this billions of dollars. And here,
Tom, let's get the language back under control, you know, and you know, I have a problem with that kind of name calling. I have to be very, very honest about that.
Well,
okay?
Mike, wait. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. I'm sorry if that offended you, but hasn't that been going on for hundreds of years that you were using that word queer, like the mayor of Chicago? What would you consider her, Mike? The mayor of Lori Lightfoot. What do you consider her?
Incompetent.
Okay, an incompetent homosexual, or how should I award it then, Mike?
I have to be very honest. I wasn't aware that she was gay. You know, I just look at her and how she behaves and the job that she's doing, and she's incompetent, and that's really all I need to describe.
Well, you know, Mike, Ellen DeGeneres is gay. Of course, Lori Lightfoot is. I mean, that's quite obvious, Mike, but.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, you know, especially with Ellen DeGeneres. And, you know, I know she's had some issues with her staffing and everything like that. But, you know, being gay does not automatically make you a bad person. I mean, there have been a lot of people who've really contributed to our society through the ages who were gay. A lot of people think Da Vinci was gay. And, you know, just being gay in and of itself does not make you a bad person.
Well, Mike, I never said it did, but I'm saying, you know, a lot for our lifetime, most of my lifetime, that was in the closet, Mike. It wasn't exposed like it is now with Pete Buttigieg of the state of Indiana. Can't get the travel. No jets can't even take off. Mike, we got to look at the degeneracy of who's running the country, and in the narrative. What is the narrative they're trying to play out here? That white Christian males and females are bad people and.
Well, I think there's a lot of it's our turn now narrative going on here. You know, I don't like to paint with a broad brush regarding race or orientation. You know, if we want to be critical of Lori Lightfoot, let's be critical of the job that she is doing, which is not very good. And I don't think anybody's going to really argue with me about that.
Well, you know, Mike, if it was a white gay male that was running Chicago, he'd probably be out of a job right now. That's my opinion. If it was a white gay male,
that's,
that was
in theory, is up to the voters of Chicago. But then again, election fraud is now rampant in this country.
Correct. That's correct. But okay. Yeah, Mike, I hope Miles and Marco and a lot of great callers call in. But yeah, it was good to hear what Mike had to say. That's happened. The same thing's going to happen here. It's happening in Brazil.
I'm afraid you are correct. You know, I'm not looking forward to it, but at this point, you know, it's like John F. Kennedy always said, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Well, you know, Mike, if John F. Kennedy was alive today, running for president, he'd be considered a Ku Klux Klansman. You know that?
Probably. I mean, he would definitely not recognize our society. And I remember when he was back there saying, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And today it's all I want free stuff. Anyway, Tom, we're getting close to the end of the show. I got a bunch of calls waiting on the line. So we're going to go to Kelly in Bastrop. Hello, Kelly. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
I enjoyed hearing Mike's call from Brazil.
I agree.
It sounds as though, based on what Mike has said, is that in Brazil, that your refusal to sign a confession is an admission of guilt, and it's sufficient to have you convicted of the accusation. That's a dystopian nightmare of a society emerging right there. We talk about politicians left and right in this country, and who might be best for this country long term. As I look back at my long life now, 71 years, I concluded some time ago that a politician like Huey Long is direly needed today. I've read a great deal about him. Of course, I haven't grown up in Louisiana, very familiar with his legacy, and. What many people don't understand is how much he scared not just the Republican Party, but the Democrat Party to death. Franklin Roosevelt was very afraid of Long. Long had a populist message that resonated across the country.
Yes.
And if when you look at what he accomplished in his time in office in Louisiana as governor, it's hard to... partner argues that he did not have the best interest of the people at heart. So Louisiana was a state that made enormous strides just in the 4 years that he was governor, from a state that had practically no paved roads to many paved roads across the many thousands of paved roads across the state, free textbooks for children, health care. He established a charity hospital system. He established Louisiana State University. And other universities in the state. So education and the public interest were first and foremost in his mind. Yeah, he was a scoundrel in many ways, but I think in the long term, his effect on the people of Louisiana was far greater than any negative, you might argue. I remember talking with people back in the 1970s when I was a much younger man, older people who had been around at that time, and I asked them, what was your impression of Huey Long? These are people from outside of Louisiana. And to a man, to a woman, I heard great enthusiasm about him. And it was apparently there was great dismay on his assassination. He was not incidentally killed by that doctor. They have found there was a .45 slug they pulled out of his back. It came from one of his guards. And if you go to the Louisiana State, old Louisiana State Capitol, the Belgian handgun that Austin Weiss allegedly used to shoot him is on display there, and there's a slug there on which ballistics analysis was conducted, and they state specifically this did not come from Weiss's gun. Long was killed by somebody else. Anyway,
they did to James Earl Ray in the Martin Luther King assassination.
Yeah, anyway, Long is an exemplar of what I think we need in American politics today. Unfortunately, we won't find him because he is somebody who's scared the hell out of the status quo. And for as much as we need someone like that in politics today, you won't find him. Anyway, thanks for taking the call, Mike.
All right, thank you, and we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I'm going to just go off what he's saying. We don't need a hero. We just need to respect the truth. I mean, the bottom line is we don't know how our own government works. The Constitution is a limited, it's a republic in terms of the fact that it limits the maids and the butlers. It's not supposed to limit us. It's not supposed to tell us what to do. We're not supposed to get free stuff from them or get taken care of by them. The only money that the federal government was supposed to have was the money that came from tariffs. Tariffs because you don't let another country destroy your manufacturing base. That manufacturing base, that is the war. We won World War II because we had the plants. And when we blew up Germany and all those countries over there, we had the only manufacturing left on the planet. That's how America
that's where
that
the boom times of the 1940s, late 40s and early 50s, the baby boomer generation,
right.
You couldn't make a mistake. I mean, everybody in the world
right.
had come to the United States for factory machinery and ball bearings, and it was definitely a golden time. But we're not going
to
be able to
What are we doing when we're letting them ship our manufacturing base under Clinton and Bush, the Republicans and the demon rats work together. It's just like them working against, conservative Republicans, and I mean, constitutionalists. And the party itself worked against and kept them from getting elected. So my point is, at what point do we realize it's the media, the whole system, that system is against you, and you can't win within it? We have to understand what this country is. We are the free kings of America. I don't have to tell anybody how much money I make. I don't file taxes. You're a fool if you're filing taxes that you don't owe. No income taxes. You don't need them. Brazil, they're right. Stop giving them the money. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to stop printing money because that's all they're doing. What it means is money represented as the stored fruit of a man's labor will convert to something else. Those of us that are living life and doing our applying our trade and making whatever it is we're calling money, tally sticks, seashells,
yes.
Whatever. But as long as we're willing to accept one from another, we swap, work. I'll do you do me.
Well,
there's all kinds of things we can do.
Part of the That was part of the original concept of Bitcoin. And, of course, Bitcoin is a major threat to the private central bankers, which is why they're actively trying to discredit it, destroy it, and basically we're going to have our digital currency, but it'll be owned by the Federal Reserve. Anyway, Lauren, we're almost to the
end. It's like having tulip bulbs. Tulip bulbs were never money. I'll shut up and get off. I know you got to close out the show, but you got to have something real. Land, cattle, gold, silver, a manufacturing base, and people with a work ethic and an education. So God bless you, and we have all the power. We need to stop whining and act like we got some salt. Stop handing our children over to these people. Okay, take good care.
All right, we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, Francis in North Carolina. This is line 3, I think. And we lost Francis. Okay, let's go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for calling. I like Tom, and, you know, he wasn't too mean to me. He's right. I do go after Republicans more than Democrats. I haven't voted Democrat in decades. But basically, it's simple. I'd rather have an enemy in front of your face who's an open enemy than someone who pretends to be your friend and stabs you in the back, you know?
Well, that pretty much describes every politician out there.
Right. And they rule through divide and conquer. Me and you disagree. I've gotten to the point after Trump, after I saw what the Republicans did to mess Trump's face up and stuff. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I think we'd be better off just with the one-party system. Because never forget that.
I disagree strongly. I absolutely disagree strongly. I mean, look at the mess the one-party system did in the old Soviet Union. And, you know, I think there should be multiple parties. We started with multiple parties. They went to the two-party system because that saved corporations and the wealthy the amount of bribes they had to pay to both candidates in order to circumvent the outcome of the election. Okay.
Divide and conquer. And I would go with multiple parties, too, but... the two-party system allows them to divide and conquer, and they have psychology and marketing, you know, knowledge now to where they can divide and conquer really well. So, you know, I think down to every stupid little news story or whatever, they know exactly how to divide and conquer very, very well. So, anyway, thanks for taking the call. Great show today. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you. We had a lot of really good calls, especially, Mike in Brazil. The situation there is clearly evolving along lines that are not being covered in the legacy media. What we are seeing throughout the legacy media, Human Rights Watch and all these other organizations is out there saying the elections are honest. The elections are honest. You can trust the elections and so forth and so on here. Anyway, we're pretty much at the end of the program. We should be hearing some music here shortly. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Let's see, William Repellum is taking the microphone with the Schaefers and Laura Corvino. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word, whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Keep us going through these really, really dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.